Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I'm sorry you got disconnected.
No worries. Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So, Suzanne, I got to know that you called for me.
Yeah, I sent you two emails too, but I don't know when you. What is your? Are you guys in Eastern Standard Time?
We are in PST, Pacific.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. All right. I'm just wondering when is a good time to send you messages, because I like seems like you're not getting them. But I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
With the editing, I was wondering if I could talk to, I guess it's Isabella, the editor, whoever's editing my book.
Uh huh.
Yeah, can I talk to her and ask her a question about her process?
I have to see if she's available, or if he or she's available right now. I'm not even sure, because it's just we just assigned the task to a team. It's a group of people, so I'm not sure who is doing your work right now. But I would suggest that you should just write it down and send it to me so I can share with them. And
I did.
Let you know.
I sent it on the I sent it in two emails, and I sent it through the portal last night and today, but I haven't heard, so I can't. I can't edit the book until these papers until, because let me put it to you this way. I don't know if you know her process, but in the very first set of edits I ever got, when there were changes, I could right click on her change, and it would give me the option. And it would give me the option to either keep what I had or to accept her change, which made it really easy, you know.
Yep.
And then that stopped. So it's just she has stuff underlined or nothing, not crossed out, but there's some things like commas everywhere. And I don't know if these are commas I put in and she wants them deleted, or she put in and she wants me to add. Because they have lines under them, and some of the edits have lines over them. So I don't know if under is delete and over is keep, or vice versa. So because a lot of the changes I received last night, I started working on them, and I'm like, I already did all these changes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, maybe I did the opposite of what she.
I totally got your point. So what you're saying is you were okay with the initial process, right? In which you get know, like, whether you want to keep the change or no.
Yeah, I like to have, because I don't, unless she can explain to me, if the stuff is underlined, that means keep it. If it's over, if it's over the word, you know, a line over the word, then delete it. I don't know which is delete or keep. I'm not an editor. I don't know how that works. So
I totally got it. No worries, Susan.
Yeah.
And have you sent a written, have you written down to me on the teamwork, the same issue?
Yeah, I went on the portal and sent a message, and then I sent you an email as well last night.
All right, perfect. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to share your message with the team, and also I'm going to have a word with them so we can find a solution for this, and I'll see if we can, do the same way we are doing it at the initial stage.
Yeah, that'd be great. I just don't want to waste their time or, like, you know, spend too much.
Yep.
I feel like I'm redoing the same things. So
exactly. I got it.
Sure.
I got
it.
I'm going to resolve this issue.
Great.
No worries. Anything else?
Okay. Yeah, I just have one more question. I sent you my artwork for the book cover.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you you said you would pass it on and get some thoughts on that.
I have got that artwork, and I have also shared it with the team. And I have asked them to, like, provide one or two similar mock-ups with the same artwork you have shared with us, or you just want to go with the one you shared with us?
Oh, no, I'm good with my own artwork, because I don't want you guys wasting your time on it, because, I mean, the first one was beautiful, but I don't want, like, the chakras on the body. I think it's just misleading as far as what I'm trying to write. So I redid it myself, but I was just asking, number one, to make sure the format and the DPI, all that stuff, the sizing, everything is cool for you guys. And then, you know, I was hoping maybe for some feedback. But if you guys don't want to give feedback, that's fine, too. I think the main thing is just the specs on it. I just want to make sure that is good enough for you guys as far as, you know, to print, you know.
All right, perfect. So that's the final book cover, right?
Well, I might tweak it a little bit, but like I said, I just before I get into it and waste any mm-hmm. time, I just want to make mm-hmm. sure that maybe your art department just checks the specs and say, you know, it's 300 DPI, it's 6x9. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure the bleeds are okay, you know, that kind of stuff.
All right, perfect. I have shared it with them, so I'll update you on this as well.
All right, cool.
And meanwhile, I will also ask the writing team to write a back cover content for you so we can just finalize the whole book cover.
Cool. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Perfect. Anything else for me?
That's it. I just wanted to, you know, get that in there.
All right, then.
That's it. So have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Same to you. Thank you for your time,
thank
Suzanne.
You.
Have a good day.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. You too. Bye-bye.